Glory to you, God, whose power, always working in us, is doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I have had this camera for over 20 years. It is a 35 millimeter, and I haven't used it since my days as a professional artist, when I used it to photograph and catalog my finished paintings. To photograph my art, I used to set up a black background and a ledge for my artwork. The camera was mounted on a tripod. I would focus and adjust the light reading, and ended up always taking a variety of shots. Besides having prints in binders, I would also have slides made to send off to enter art competitions. However, cell phone photography and the ability to forward any image from one's cell phone has changed how artists market themselves, how we present ourselves to the world through selfies, and how we save in our phones whatever we want to remember. So, this old and practically obsolete camera has some paint on it and many memories. But when I used this camera, the first thing I had to do was take the cap off. If you do not take the cap off, you see only darkness. And if you see and feel only darkness in your life issues, make a choice. Take the cap off whatever is preventing you from seeing. Once you can see what is in front of you, then adjust for clarity. Zoom in more or pull back. Unless we focus, we barely experience what is right in front of us. So let us do that with today's gospel. We have four different scenes. Each one needs us to focus to see what is there. So where do we focus today? Do we focus on "follow me," the last two words of the gospel? Do we focus on the compassion of Jesus calling his adult disciples children? In that focused moment, Jesus zoomed in on their frustration and disappointments. In our moments of frustration, grief, pain, feeling inadequate, isolated, defeated, or overwhelmed, Jesus is already in focus with us. So take the cover off of your heart and start adjusting your focus so you can see through the lens of grace with courage, faith, and hope. And you shall be surprised with what is actually happening in front of you. It is the transformative presence of God. It is the light of God that illuminates, if only for an instant, with a burst of awareness, of graced insight, a feeling of hope. It frees us to go on with life. So the Apostle Peter got out of the boat, jumped into the water, and swam to Jesus. It was not a matter of new information that made the difference for Peter. It was a revelation moment, a gift from beyond. Now, such a disclosure happened to Paul on the road to Damascus, as we heard in the first reading. A light, a voice of identification was heard, and Paul believed in the power of that Jesus revelation moment. And Paul's life was changed as he focused and adjusted with a new way of seeing and believing. On shore, the apostles saw more than grilled fish and delicious bread. They saw and received the love of the living Jesus. They sat in a holy communion, a revelation moment. But love is not cheap grace. Jesus asked Peter 3 times if he loved him. These challenges led Jesus to warn Peter that his very witness to Jesus would lead to his death. But in those moments of being with Jesus, with sitting and listening, as we are right now, was the Holy Communion that empowered Peter to go forward. As we have zoomed in on this gospel, let us now pull back to take in more of what the gospel reveals and challenges us to do. So let us ask, what does Jesus see? What does Jesus see in this world that surrounds us now? Does Jesus see the violence, fears, and evil we face? Yes, and more. In this past week and a half, violence is in the forefront again. And I have been particularly touched by the surviving rabbi of the Poway Synagogue. Maybe you have seen the photo of Rabbi Goldstein hugging one of his members with his forefinger missing. He had held up his hands to stop the bullets as the shooter approached. He lost his finger, and he lost a parishioner, and he lost in a terrifying moment any sense of safety. Yet, in that moment, Rabbi Goldstein focused. He chose to finish his sermon, to be present to his people, to be present to interviews. In the pain of that moment, he challenged all who were listening to be a light in the darkness. And when we hear Jesus say, "Follow me," we are hearing our call to live his light, to be in holy communion with all people. When we hear, "Follow me," if we then ask, "What do you want of me?" we shall be called to respond, "You and me, just as we are." Rabbi Goldstein has white hair. Abraham was an old man when God said, "Go now for a land that I will show you." In this gospel, Jesus predicts the death of Peter in Peter's old age. For all of us, God does not look at how old we are, but how available are we for the work of love? Are we willing to focus with open eyes? Focus on the truth right in front of us. Because as Rabbi Goldstein challenged, we cannot afford to be bystanders. We cannot afford to be bystanders. We live in a world like we have never known before, a world in which we constantly hear of terrorist plots and the latest active shooter situation. Young 21-year-old Riley Howell was not a bystander at the University of North Carolina Charlotte campus, but Riley tackled the shooter in his classroom. And in so doing, he did lose his life, but saved the life of many. But what is God asking of us? Each moment will reveal what's being asked of us if we focus in the truth of who we are and in the truth of that moment. Each moment of life reveals a snapshot of God with us, a Holy Communion revelation and opportunity. I was working on this sermon in my office last Friday when the cleaning crew arrived. Whenever I am there, when that dear woman enters my office, we try and talk, she and I, not knowing the other's language very well. Well, on this past Friday, she asked me if I was a Christian. Wow! I assumed she would never have asked that question of me in my hello church office, in my office with crosses hanging on every wall. But didn't it show that I am a Christian? But she did ask, and I did answer, oh yes, and you, Itu? Cece. Then she told me her 31-year-old sister had died of stomach cancer, and she pointed to heaven. I got up. I gave her a hug. Then I gave her a holding cross. Con Jesus. Jesus is holding you. Hold on to Jesus. Well, then she pulled out her cell phone to show me pictures of her sister who had just died, her family in Peru, her mom who had died, her dad, her husband and son, and then laughed at that scene, showed me pictures of her crocheting. I was there in a holy moment, a holy communion. I felt goosebumps. I was focused. And that is how God uses us, living the truth one moment at a time, recognizing opportunities of grace as we focus. So focus with what is right in front of you. Adjust for clarity. In a holy communion with Jesus and anyone. Our call is not to be a bystander. We are called to follow Jesus, focus, and respond. Amen.